final, how impressed were you with Terence today, and tell us a little bit about the exchange before the match.
Yeah, it was very nice exchange. We didn't know each other at all, so it gave me as my birthday today a Pokemon card, which was very nice from him, and no, it was a nice moment to share with him before a match, and you know, he's an incredible player. He showed this not only today but throughout the whole tournament here. He has huge potential, and I wish him all the best, obviously. So yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm wondering if you could just talk about facing that kind of challenge, is like walking into the unknown. You know he's playing well, you know he's got good moves, but you don't know that much about his game. Just talk about facing somebody like that.
Yeah, I mean, you try to study a little bit before the match, but at the same time, you have to feel his game, you know, you have to go through emotions against every player. So I try to do that. I try to, you know, focus on myself, how I usually play, and then trying to adapt a little bit to his game style, and that's exactly what I did today. But like, it was serving so well the first set that I didn't have a chance to break. But at the same time, I tried to understand where his best stand in a potential tiebreak. So I used the games, even if I lost them, very fast and very easily, to read a little bit the serve. And you know, the pressure was on me. You know, that's also normal. That's in the position where I am in, and at the same time, he was ready to fight. You know, and whoever is in the semifinals deserves to be there, deserves to show themselves why they are there, and that's exactly what he did today. You know, and I feel like his potential is super, super high, and that we're gonna see a lot from him, you know, in the future. That's my personal feeling. But it's also that what tennis needs, you know. New players, you know, out of nowhere players, and now they're here, and you know, it's good for tennis.
Hey, you've been playing at such a high level consistently for a long time now, and I'm sure when you were younger, you watched the older generation doing that. I'm curious, has anything about that surprised you? What it takes to be a top player, you know, playing at a high level consistently, has anything about that surprised you at all? And just secondly, did you do any Pokemon when you were younger? Did you play, do the trading cards or anything like that?
No, there was, you know, the game on the phone when you had to capture, you know. I played that for 2-3 days, but then I didn't anymore. And then I was never into Pokemon, to be honest. It was more my brother, actually. And yeah, but I'm still gonna keep this card. And but another question what you asked is, I do surprise myself. You know, it's nothing is normal. You know that because whenever you have a great result, you still don't know when you reach again this point. You know, if it's a Masters final, if it's a Grand Slam final, or even a 500 final, you never know. So every time when you are in that position, you try to enjoy it, but also you fight with, you know, it's a good, you know, balance of everything. And as I always said, I never thought that I would be number one in the world when I started my young career back in the days. I was never the kind of guy who said I'm gonna be number one, and I would never be, you know. It's not what I feel like. It's good from my point of view, you know. So I always try to give 100%, and I will keep showing the level I have, hopefully. But in the same time, if you want to improve as a player, sometimes you have to drop a little bit, because you are trying new things, you try to serve volleys on a couple of times more, and if you want to be a better player, you have to do that, you know? And that's what I will aim for from now on.
Thank you.
First of all, happy birthday, John. This year, with the format change of the tournament, there's an off day for the ATP players between the semifinal and the final. Do you like having that off day, or would you rather play the, like, play the final tomorrow and just be done with the tournament? And also, what do you like to do with that off day?
The question was quite irrelevant now to answer, you know, because we are in that position. My personal view, I love the 1 week event. You know, I love, like, when you see that the tournament in Monaco, for example, you have from Monte Carlo, you have this 1 week event, you have the first round matches that are incredibly good, you know, and if one good seeded player loses, the next match is an incredible match too, you know, and you have the quarterfinals, and you know exactly when you buy the tickets, you know, you have the quarterfinals, and then you have the semifinals, which is Saturday, and then you have final Sunday. And now, I lost a little bit the view of when that's actually a final is, you know, because it used to be always Sunday, now here it's Monday, in Toronto it's Wednesday or Thursday, you know, so it's difficult, even for us players, we lose a little bit the days of the week, you know, I would say, so that's the only thing, but if I have a day off or not, it can be good. If I have a 3 hour match today, tomorrow I have a day off, it's good. If not, I would like to play tomorrow yet. But if I would have an incredibly long match today, I would love to play Monday, you know, so it always depends on the view. That's one.
We don't know who you're gonna face yet, but I just wondered if you talk about the final and talk about those scenarios, maybe break down Sasha versus the challenge going further.
Yeah, I played against Sasha last year here. It was super, super difficult. It's not today, you know, when someone is serving very well, it's difficult to break. So, and in the same time, if it's gonna be him, he's gonna change a couple of things maybe, because the last time, a couple of times, he lost against me. So it's, you know, I have to be ready for that. This is Carlos, I know him, you know, better. We played recently quite a lot now, so it's gonna be a very, very difficult match, you know, but hopefully it's gonna be in any case a good match. Hopefully it's a very high level match that for us players it's important, but also for the people who are watching, you know, hopefully it's gonna be a good match and then we'll see what kind of fun it's going to be.
Yeah, I think I'm going to